escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
But then I think the Steelers looked at it the way that I should have looked at, I don't know, I'll just throw a name out there, Kenny Pickett in the preseason.
Man.
These games and stats really don't account for much. Your one goal in the preseason should probably be, above all else, to come out of these games healthy. And the last thing you want to do is to fall for the fool's gold aspect of these games. So now you've got Gabe Davis en route to interview with the Steelers again to maybe get a chance here. Rock Taylor, who had more catches than anybody in the game Saturday, got cut today. So they're telling you, don't really put any stock in these games. And so I'm not going to be the guy that bangs the drums. I'm not going to be one of these Steelers reporters. Some of them did this after Saturday night. They're like, I told you about Roman Wilson. You didn't want to believe me. It's August. James Washington in August used to look like Lynn Swan. Exactly.
He was Mr. August.
Yes.
And also,
Kenny Pickett looked like Joe Montana. And then his receivers looked like Jerry Rice.
I was going to say, let's just go the full Monty here. I thought about Roman Wilson, kind of the same thing I remember saying about Kenny when I was trying to provide like a counterweight to what you were saying when he was lighting it up in his second preseason tour of duty. I thought Wilson in that game like did all you could hope he would do if you were a Steelers fan with as close to a starting quarterback throwing him the ball. If anything, Rudolph threw a pretty good ball there. If he throws a slightly better one, it's a touchdown because he was maybe like half step on the back hip. If he leads him a little further, he might score.
Yes.
And maybe if Wilson can put the brakes on, he gets 20 extra yards on the one where he ends up dancing out of bounds. Like, he's looked much more the part of, okay, this is why they drafted the guy. They think he can be a good NFL wide receiver. But I'm much more concerned about the fact that the guy that they are bringing in to tell you that they don't really put much stock in this is Gabe Davis. That's sort of my bigger worry here, Pony. I'm not going to lie to you.
And why is that?
Because I think Gabe Davis is a one-game wonder. I think Gabe Davis also falls in a very specific bucket for the Steelers.
Wait, so now you have me thinking about the one game.
The playoff game. The
okay,
four-touchdown playoff
it's
game.
It's not Kenny's first start against
No. Well,
in the NFL? Because that would make him a two-game wonder.
No,
because
I have a two-parter
against the Steelers,
he was 3 for 171 and 2.
Yeah.
No, I was going to give you the one-game wonder in the playoffs, four touchdowns. His name is literally Big Game Gabe because of that. Who's the other big game James we know? Big game something, James Shields, of course, in baseball. His three games against the Steelers, he has 8 catches for 230 yards and 4 touchdowns. Sounds really good, except 171 and two of them came in one of those three, and in the other games, he had a touchdown in each one, but he was, I would say, comparatively quiet.
Well, he had that catch and run touchdown from their own end zone. That's where most of the yards came from in that game, too.
So I guess like my point is when he came in, I recall you saying what you had heard was that he did not look in like the greatest of shape.
And that he invited himself.
He invited himself to the party. He did not seem like he was in great football shape. Now, the first part, if that's true, is always going to be true. He invited himself. The second part, how many weeks ago was that? Several? 2 months ago?
Yeah, I think that was way before training camp started.
Guy could get into much, players often do get into much better shape. If he was fully better coming off the knee, if he's anything like most pro athletes, he's probably in much better shape now. I just am not like totally sold that if they decide Gabe Davis is their wide receiver two solution, that they've got a really great player. In fact, I think his skill set and the way he generally hurts teams or hurts defenses reminds me a lot of Metcalf, a pretty big, pretty physical guy who can run straight line very fast. I think Metcalf's a way better player, but like he reminds me almost too much.
That's obvious. They're paying him over $100 million.
But he just reminds me stylistically a little bit too much of Metcalf. I think you need to have guys whose styles and how they play the position, for the most part, complement each other. And I think he's just a big, rangy downfield target.
I kind of feel like I think the Steelers remind me of where I'm at when I'm in the middle of like a book that I'm not a huge fan of, but I've already read like 300 pages and I only have 100 left. So I say to myself, you might as well finish it, or a TV show that I start binging. Yeah, the first four seasons are really good, but this fifth season is just
Dexter
a slog.
Was terrible with that.
But I got to finish it now. I've done most of it. I got to at least get to the finish line. I think the Steelers should. I don't know. I think they kind of are. This tips their hand. They should look at wide receiver this way. We've already made all these wholesale changes to our team. We've got cap space. Are we really going to stop now? Are we really going to go into the season with DK Metcalf, Roman Wilson, Calvin Austin, Scotty Miller, and I guess maybe Gabe Davis as our wide receivers? Is that really what we want to do here? Can we, like, I would think, not that they're all in terms of draft capital and mortgaging the future and stuff like that, but 1 year with Aaron Rodgers, you've been hyper-aggressive. You've got to get somebody else in here. And my reservation about Davis, it's not exactly the same as yours, but mine is maybe even more basic. The Bills always need wide receivers. He's been awesome for them, and they don't want him.
No, that's a very good point.
And they don't want him.
That is a very, very good point.
So that's really where my concern comes in with him.
He also never even had 70 yards receiving in a game for Jacksonville. That's frightening.
But
actually,
I mean, who's really looking at this Steelers team when they take inventory of it? Obviously, it's salary cap, so teams have holes. Not every team is complete, but I still don't think in 2025, the place to really leave yourself short, unless you have Josh Allen, who just won the MVP, is at wide receiver. So they should be turning over every stone. If the idea here is Davis came in a few months ago and was out of shape, let's see a few months later if he looks better. He's a big playmaker. If the knees repaired itself, I'm fine with that. Like, due diligence is a very popular word when you're a general manager in an NFL team. It's two words. You should be doing constant due diligence.
Sure.
But I'm with you. Like, if they sign Gabe Davis, I'm not going to come on the air and say they finally found their long-awaited wide receiver two. They fixed the wide receiver two problem. No, they did not. The same way they didn't when they traded for Mike Williams at the trade deadline last year.
Gabe Davis is a really good wide receiver three, in my opinion. And I think he's also a player who's just fair to wonder, like, how much did Josh Allen make Gabe Davis what he was in the open market? How much does he owe Josh Allen?
A lot, because he went to Jackson. Well,
How much guaranteed money?
I think
he got
20-something million guaranteed.
He had one game where he had two touchdowns. Every other game he played there, he didn't have any. He never hit 70 yards receiving in a single game for them. Those would just be alarm bells, man, because is the Steelers quarterback situation this year? I know it's Rodgers, but the current version of him, is it closer to Josh Allen Or is it closer to, I guess, Trevor Lawrence?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.